Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Sean Broderick. He is the resource analyst over at Weiss Ratings. Sean and I, as I think a lot of our longtime listeners know, we talk about a wide range of markets, as Sean is very active with all of his subscribers, trying to find opportunities in a wide range of markets, a lot of commodity markets, but hey, sometimes Sean, you dabble even outside of those. Let's start off by talking about the data that just came out in terms of the CPI. So inflation data out of the U.S., we saw the month-over-month increase in CPI at 0.6% and 0.3% ex food and energy. Both of these were 1/10 more than expected. The year-over-year increases, and this is where you bring in some of those kind of wonky comparisons back to last year when everything was shut down, but that was 2.6%. One of the keys, though, is this month-over-month increase, because this is the highest increase since 2009. So maybe this is catching some investors off guard, or maybe some people are actually taking note as we are seeing the dollar fall and commodities broadly higher. What's your takeaway from this inflation data, Sean?
Yeah, well, just to put some like other perspectives on it, I mean, we saw U.S. consumer prices go up in March for the fourth month in a row. So you don't like one point of data to make too much impact, but this is four in a row. So that kind of tells you that the short-term trend, anyway, it's higher. And also, the pace of inflation hit the highest level in 2.5 years. So short-term trend is obviously higher, and longer term, that's enough to raise eyebrows. Inflation is here. Now, for a while, I and probably you and some other people you know have felt like crazy men saying inflation is coming, inflation is coming. Wall Street seemed to ignore it, you know, and so I'm like setting my subscribers up for this because I can see inflation coming and all this stuff. And now finally we get something that Wall Street can't ignore. And we are seeing ripples throughout the market because of this. I don't think Wall Street is still taking this seriously, because even though the dollar is sinking, even though when that inflation news came out, the U.S. dollar broke short-term support, which is important, even though all that has happened, it isn't nearly as bad as you might think if there was tremendous inflation coming. So I don't think Wall Street is taking it seriously at this point, which means you have time to position yourself ahead of the white shoe crowd, because when they all go charging, you know what that's going to do. That's really going to push the market around.
So what's it going to take for Wall Street to take notice? As you said, this is a couple consecutive months in terms of higher inflation. So why still are they ignoring this?
That's a good question. I think a lot of them think that Biden can't get his infrastructure package through Congress. And that's one of the things that is inflationary, because it's expensive, on top of other expensive stuff we've been doing since for the past 4 years, as a matter of fact. So that's one of the things that should really kick the U.S. dollar in the knees. And so they think, well, you know, they won't be able to get that through. But something will get through. They'll work out a deal. In fact, I was just listening to a Republican on Bloomberg, she's a ranking member on some kind of infrastructure committee. And so they've come up with their own infrastructure plan. So unlike the relief package, where none of the Republicans were willing to do anything with it, it looks like the infrastructure thing, maybe they learned their lesson from last time. They are willing to come to the table with something. So something's going to get through. And I think as Wall Street realizes that, yeah, there is going to be progress on this, that's probably going to chip away at support for the dollar. But one thing that is supporting the dollar right now is that things are so bad in Europe. You know, it's like the U.S. dollar is winning the beauty contest in the leper colony. Less bits are falling off. In Europe, they are having a real resurgence in COVID-19 infections. And they have the new variants. Well, we do have those over here in the U.S. We don't have them to the extent that they have over there, which, you know, they're much more deadly, the more infectious, all depending on which variant you have. So because we look better compared to Europe, I think that attracts flows of like investment money from Europe saying, you know what, things aren't going to get really better in Europe anytime soon. I'm going to go invest my money in America. And so that's kind of what we're seeing now. That's helping the US dollar as well. The last thing supporting the US dollar, which we should mention, is that around the world, to one extent or another, global economies are improving. And the U.S. dollar is the global currency. If economies are improving, if there's more economic activity, that means you need more U.S. dollars. And so that's supporting the U.S. dollar as well. Now, there has been talk about, you know, what kind of changes they might make to that, because Russia and China and like others chafe under our control of the global currency. But I don't think that's coming anytime soon. That's probably not going away. However, I think we could see improvement in Europe sooner than the doom mongers think could happen. And so once that happens, then we'll start to see Europe improve. So relatively, it'll look better. And then once we see the infrastructure package start to really look like it's going to move through the Congress, that's going to be another hit to the U.S. dollar. So it's not immediate, but there is more downside coming to the U.S. dollar, I believe. That is bullish for gold, really bullish for silver. We should talk about that sometime. Bullish for things like lumber and steel and copper. Bullish for oil. You know, there's a lot of things this is really bullish for.
Sounds like a lot of the commodities that this is really bullish for. But even on the back of the report and the inflation data, yeah, we're seeing these commodities move higher, but they're not exactly just screaming higher. Maybe to your point, the Wall Street still isn't truly considering the implications of higher inflation, because you look at gold. Gold is still just below that 1750 level. Copper is up 1 cent as we're talking about this. Oil is back above $60. So is there one commodity or a couple commodities that you think stand out even more so rather than just kind of the broad commodity sector?
Well, lumber's had a great run. It's up 193% in the past year. But we have seen a recent standoff between the suppliers of lumber and the buyers of lumber, where the buyers of lumber, who really want to build houses and stuff like that, were really holding off saying, nah, we want to buy it cheaper. And they just wouldn't sell it to them cheaper. And so finally, prices have started to move higher again. I think people see spring coming. They know there's a lot of projects they want to get done. There's homes they want to build, stuff like that. I think lumber's still has the potential to do really well. And there are lumber companies that pay nice dividends. And so even if you're wrong, you get paid, right? And so if you can find a company with exposure to, say, the southern U.S., where a lot of building's really going to go on, and also potentially exposure to Asia, which is tremendous demand for lumber, and other international markets, I think you could do really, really well on that one.
Let's talk a little bit about oil, too, because oil is back above $60 a barrel, has recovered actually quite nicely from a bit of that correction. Do you see that correction for oil being over and now it's back to higher levels?
Well, yeah. I mean, we saw oil fall down to a level in March and then just kind of move sideways, right? And it still is sideways, even though it is recovering today. But I do think that the next move for oil is higher, unless there's a resurgence globally of the COVID-19 pandemic. So there's always that caveat on the whole thing, right? We don't know. But if trends continue and like things get better around the globe, then oil demand is just going to boom. I mean, in North America, they are saying we are going to have the best economic growth since the end of World War II. And you know what happens when we have that kind of economic growth? Oil demand just soars. It really, really soars. That's just in North America. But OPEC came out with the news on Tuesday, increasing its oil demand outlook for 2021. And they raised their demand forecast by 190,000 barrels per day from the March estimate. In other words, in just 1 month, they said, you know what? We're going to need a lot more. Inspecting consumption to average 96.46 million barrels per day this year. And so that means year on year, global oil demand that's going to grow nearly 6 million barrels a day. And that's a lot. So that's all really bullish for oil. And again, things could go wrong. The main thing that could go wrong would be if we have a second wave of the pandemic. But if that doesn't happen, then yeah, I think some things in oil look really good, especially because we've seen a lot of oil stocks compress over the recent months. You know, we had that big surge for a while, and then once the excitement really left that area, you know, a lot of the hot money left and those things slunk down. Well, you know what? Now they're down back to buy zones. Now you can buy them again. So, and especially those that actually pay dividends and stuff, why not get paid to own something? There's some real potential there.
Yeah, those oil stocks really, I think, even have just broadly lagged that whole move higher in oil too. So still potentially a lot of catch up to do, but they do. You can get some good yields in terms of dividends. Sean, I also want to talk about the uranium sector. We chat about uranium a lot, and there's a lot of optimism around uranium and the uranium stock moves. But we did get some news that Cigar Lake is coming back online. How big of an impact could this have to that overall bullish narrative for uranium?
Yeah, well, that's important. And certainly uranium never passes up an opportunity to kick me in the teeth, which is what it just did now. And so because I am long uranium stocks, including Cameco. And so what does this mean that they are going to restart production? That is important. But against the big supply demand picture, I don't think it's going to make that much difference. And so one thing I have noticed is on this pullback, volume is light. That's actually quite bullish. When on the moves higher, there's strong volume, and on the pullbacks, there's lower volume. That means there's more bulls than bears still. And so I think people are just waiting for these stocks to find some kind of support, and then they will buy them again. Cameco has pulled back, but I can think of some others which pulled back even more because they aren't restarting Cigar Lake, right? So it is an important thing that they're restarting this. We're going to get more news like that from Kazakhstan, for example. That is certainly going to happen down the road, right? You know that's going to happen. But the big long-term supply-demand forces are quite bullish. And so if you use a pullback as a buying opportunity, you should actually be okay in this.
Okay, well, there's some more, I guess, positivity for the sector, but overall, just an interesting restart, although we all kind of had to expect that Cigar Lake was going to be restarted at one point, and now the news came that it is coming back online, so we will see how that trickles through the system. Sean, good chatting with you, buddy. We covered a lot in this interview, but again, a lot, I think, is hinging on this inflation data and when the markets and big investors are going to start to take it seriously. And even more importantly, if it does continue down this trend. Sean, great chatting with you, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and we'll chat again in another couple weeks.
Okay, thanks very much.